Self-intimacy is so important, and learning yourself deeper, what do you actually like, will help you understand like how to live a life that's turned on as well. And a turned on life also includes that self-awareness and reflecting and paying attention to just little parts about you more as well. So one thing that I would challenge you to do as you're listening to this podcast is ask yourself, like, what does pleasure mean to me? What does pleasure look like for me? And how am I adding pleasure to my daily life? And I promise you, if you start incorporating little ways, if you identify what pleasure looks like to you, identify different ways to add pleasure to your life, and then you start incorporating them, it's going to feel different. Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. Hello, y'all, and welcome back to an episode of the Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators podcast. I am back in San Diego. As you can tell, we have my typical recording background here, and I just finished up my 7 weeks on the world tour, going all over the place. This episode is actually being recorded in real time, which I usually don't do. They're usually about 3 months out. And so today we are going to talk about three things every woman should know. And it is the 3-year anniversary of the podcast. So I wanted to highlight something that I think we all should know, and especially as women in our 30s, because I think a lot of you listeners are women in your 30s, just like myself. I'll be 33 this year. And I wish that I knew a lot of these things at a very younger age. That being said, in this episode, we are going to cover all of that and probably talk a little bit about my upcoming plans and where life is going and headed next. So the first thing, and also let me just preface it with this, we know that my solo casts tend to be quick and short and sweet. So this should be a quick, short, and sweet episode. And let's get right to it. So the first thing that I think that every woman should know is living a life turned on and adding daily pleasure to their life, including self-intimacy and self-awareness. So let's unpack this a little bit. What does that mean? And I think for so many of us, like, what does pleasure look like? When we think of pleasure, we think of sexual pleasure. We think of in the bedroom. But we can add pleasure and enhance everything that we do every single day. So for me, I'll use myself as an example, because I tend to add pleasure into everything that I do. But sunset, I love sunset. I love sunrise. I love the ocean. I love water. I think that's the Scorpio in me, the water sign in me. But that is one way that I add pleasure. Another way that I add pleasure is coffee. I love my coffee. I actually mix it with cacao these days just because I love like the antioxidants that are in there and all the nutrients and benefits. And it kind of cuts the flavor of the coffee without adding any sugar. So random side note, like that's something that I do. But another thing that I do every day, and this is just funny because I am standing in my bedroom that is totally a mess, totally not unpacked from my trip, but in front of me is literally everything that adds pleasure to my life every single day, including my vibrator. So yes, of course, I mean, sexual pleasure is also important to include. Personally, I think daily is not a bad idea, but as often as you would like. Something else that adds pleasure to my life is my gratitude journal and books. I have one book here that I'm reading, another book that I'm reading as well, like right in front of me. And I also have my journal. But there are little things that we can do every single day to add pleasure and create a more fulfilling, happy life. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be this big thing. It can be very simple. How could I forget? Candlelit baths specifically are another way that I add pleasure to my life every single day. When I was traveling, I did not have a bath in a lot of the places that I stayed at, which pick and choose, right? Like I wanted to be by the water or do I want a bath? I want to be by the water more than I want a bath because I can take a bath in the ocean, right? So coming home and being able to take a candlelit bath has been just so amazing. The other part of living a life that is turned on is having self-awareness and self-intimacy. And I recently got the opportunity to speak for a girlfriend of mine's networking group about self-intimacy and how that corresponds with mental health. It is Mental Health Awareness Month in May. When this drops, it'll have just passed. But self-intimacy is so important. And learning yourself deeper, what do you actually like, will help you understand like how to live a life that's turned on as well. And a turned on life also includes that self-awareness and reflecting and paying attention to just little parts about you more as well. So one thing that I would challenge you to do as you're listening to this podcast is ask yourself, like, what does pleasure mean to me? What does pleasure look like for me? And how am I adding pleasure to my daily life? And I promise you, if you start incorporating little ways, if you identify what pleasure looks like to you, identify different ways to add pleasure to your life, and then you start incorporating them, it's going to feel different. Your life is going to, I don't want to say change, because that's not the word that I mean, but it is going to shift. And when you do these little things all of the time, collectively, they add up to bigger things, and you're going to feel different. Try it. In the She Society this last week, we talked about sexual confidence. And one of the things that I encourage them to do is try like a 7 to 14 to 21 or even 30 day challenge with themselves. And small, short commitments, give it a try, evaluate at the beginning and then evaluate afterwards. How do I feel after I made these adjustments? Did I like it? If so, keep doing it. You know, it's funny because this actually came up in the routine course that I recently taught as well, the masterclass on routines. And just because you do something doesn't mean you have to continue doing it. So when it comes to adding daily pleasure, maybe you thought that was pleasurable, but now it's no longer pleasurable for you. And that's okay. Like it can shift, it can change, and you don't have to keep doing it if it's not bringing you pleasure. That is the first thing that I wish every woman knew, was how to live a turned on life and how to add pleasure to her life every fucking day. The second thing that I think every woman should know is what turns them on in the bedroom. This means like taking ownership of your pleasure. This means sexual empowerment, exploration, discovery, self-discovery. And when it comes to learning what turns you on in the bedroom, there is a huge portion of self. And if you don't know what you like, how can you explain that to somebody else? How can you tell them? Yes, you can explore together with somebody, but you can also explore on your own and really learn what feels good, learn what you like. You can even look at different ideas of what you might want to explore with a partner. And then when in partnership, also explore those to see what you like and what you don't like. But take some time to discover your own body and how it feels. One of the best tools for this is self-pleasure. I use a self-pleasure meditation with a lot of my clients, and self-pleasure is just so juicy. It's a great way to learn about your body. I recently posted on social media. So when I record this, I haven't actually posted it, but I have written it. But by the time this drops, I'll have recently posted on social media about the self-pleasure rabbit hole. And when you are exploring with self-pleasure, don't just go for what feels good. I mean, like, don't just go for what works. Do something different. Explore different techniques. Explore different locations of your body. Explore different sensations. And don't always just go for, hey, this works. And like, sometimes you need that, right? Like sometimes you're like, I just want to get off. I've got 2 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. I just need to get off. This works consistently every time. But schedule time to explore where you don't just do that, where you are taking the time to explore different areas of your body, maybe not using a vibrator, maybe using your hand, maybe not even touching your genitals, and learning like what other parts of your body feels good. So the pleasure rabbit hole, just to talk to you a little bit about this, like as somebody who always went for the same thing that consistently worked all of the time, that's great. It feels good, right? But what happens is your nerve pathways begin to really only receive pleasure in that way. And you have to retrain your body to receive pleasure in other ways. And so that's why I encourage you to not always do the same thing every single time and switch it up. Keep your body wondering, keep your body guessing, keep those neural pathways intact for all of the different ways that your body can receive pleasure. And if you are somebody like myself who's gone down the pleasure rabbit hole, who does the same thing every single time because it works, you can turn your body on in other ways. And you can begin to explore more types of pleasure and receive pleasure in other ways. But it is going to be a committed exercise to yourself. And that commitment of taking the time to explore, taking the time to receive pleasure in new ways, and really owning your pleasure and exploring it. So I think that is really the second thing that I wish more women knew is what really turns you on in the bedroom. Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a Women's Empowerment and Gratitude Journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is game-changing, and the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal, and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal. Bedroom. The other component of knowing what turns you on is this changes over your lifetime. So just because you like it one way today does not mean that it's going to be like that for the rest of your life. This could change, and this will change as our hormones change, as our body changes. You know, if you choose to have children and maybe anatomically things change and shift, like there are so many changes that our bodies go through, men and women, but especially women with our hormones that change over the course of our lifetime. This is a continual exercise of exploration, and that you don't just explore today and you're like, okay, cool, I never have to do this again. No, you are going to ongoingly continue to explore your body. So when you are listening to this part and you're thinking like, okay, so now what? My challenge to you is like, go explore. Go explore your body. Touch it differently than you normally touch it and see how that feels. And if you like it, write it down. You keep a pleasure log and you can write it down in there and just say like, I really liked this. I liked my neck being touched. When you have sexual experiences, you can also keep a log of like, I really like these things, but I'm okay if X, Y, and Z never happen again, or I do not want X, Y, and Z to ever happen again. For me, I am somebody who has to write that shit down because I can't remember. I can't remember the day of the week it is, shit, let alone the month. The other day, I thought I was in February and we're in May, okay? Like, I never know. I don't know. So I have to write things down in order to remember all of the important details. And if you're like me, like, that's fine. Go write it down. Keep a little locked journal or whatever. It doesn't even have to be locked. I mean, people should honor privacy these days, right? And if they don't, I think that's a sign. I actually had a nightmare about this the other day. Yeah, this is how my brain works, you guys. It's all over the place. But I had a nightmare about this the other day that somebody had gone through my phone. And look, there's nothing really to see in there, but it still felt violating. And so anyways, back to honoring people's privacy. Like, if they're not honoring your privacy, they probably shouldn't be in your life. But needless to say, write down what you learn about your body, write down your explorations, keep track of it so that you can share it with others, so that you can remember for yourself too. The third thing that I think every woman should know and understand is their menstrual cycle and how this plays a role with desire and overall well-being. So with this, like, this is such a loaded one because there is so much to say about the menstrual cycle. And I don't even know where to start with this. So I'm going to give you kind of like the brief rundown of the menstrual cycle. But if you've listened to some of the podcasts before, this might be a quick refresher. If you've been to some of my events or heard me on other podcasts, like, I talk about this a lot. So there are four phases to the menstrual cycle. You have your follicular phase, your ovulatory phase, your luteal phase, and menses. And during each of these phases, there is hormonal changes that are happening, physiological inside the body changes that are happening to your ovaries and your endometrial lining. And then there are also like physical manifestations. So during your luteal phase, you might feel more bloated. You need more calories. Like, this is fucking normal, you guys. Like, I just saw a post about this on Instagram today that was talking about, actually, it was the food medic. She is launching a program about the menstrual cycle. And she was talking about how most women are like, oh, why am I craving something? Well, it's probably because of where you are in your menstrual cycle. And don't shame the fact that you're craving some fucking chocolate. It makes sense. That is your hormones that are doing that. And so it's not always like, oh, I don't have willpower, I don't have self-control. It's your fucking hormones, you guys. Like, your hormones are playing a huge role in every part of your body. And when you start to understand that and give yourself more grace for the way your body works, it will give you so much insight into what's happening with your body. So some other key points, you know, ovulatory, that's when you can get pregnant, which I think is really important to know. Like, you cannot get pregnant all month. You can only get pregnant when there is an egg that is available to be fertilized, which what is most important to know is that sperm can last 5 to 6 days in the body. And so you really have to be careful about 5 to 6 days before you ovulate. And so tracking your menstrual cycle with an app can be a good tool, but it is not 100%, especially if you do not have regular cycles. Strongly encourage you using some other form of monitoring your menstrual cycle. For me personally, I love LH strips, luteinizing hormone monitoring strips, or OPKs, ovulation predictor kits. Those really help me monitor my hormone levels. When the LH spikes, about 24 to 36 hours later is when the egg actually is released. And so after tracking that literally for 3 years now, I pretty much know when I'm going to ovulate without using those. But I use them as confirmation to know that, hey, I have ovulated. And now after a couple of days, and I tend to wait like 3 days after I've ovulated before I, quote, play it safe. But then in my luteal phase, like, I can't physically get pregnant. But we are not taught this. And knowing this information is extremely empowering to understand how your body functionally actually works. So I want to go on a tangent about birth control, but not today. Not feeling the vibe of talking about birth control today. Although I did just see a post on Instagram about, oh, delay your cycle by taking 1 day of norethindrome birth control. Well, they don't tell you that it's birth control, and they don't tell you that it's progesterone only. And they don't tell you that after you take the progesterone only birth control, you're probably going to bleed after that. And every woman's body reacts differently. So you're not guaranteed to delay your cycle by taking one pill. My mind was literally blown by this Instagram ad, and I kind of want to put them on blast and make a reel about Why are we promoting this? Why are we not talking about the potential health implications? And why should women do that? Like, I cannot stand the narrative about women having to change and modify their bodies and who they are and like the natural things that happen to us. And there's so much propaganda and there's so much media around all of that for women, which is why on the podcast, you notice, like, I don't really talk about other people's products. I don't talk about supplements. I don't talk about creams and scented things for our, what I really want to say is for our coochie, but I don't, because I am not going to continue to perpetrate that bullshit. And as women, like, we're not all going to smell like fucking roses. That's not normal. And we need to, I wish society stopped capitalizing on women's insecurities. And yeah, having your period while you're on vacation or at the beach or the pool is not ideal. But like, also, there are ways to manage that. And it doesn't mean that you need to go pop a pill to delay your cycle. And I just think that women are not informed about the implications of doing these things to our body. And I also think we don't know all of the implications of taking these types of pills and modifying our hormones. So yeah, I could go on a tangent about that. I will stop there because I was not trying to go on that tangent today, but here we go. We went down it. And ooh, what I really would love to tell you about the menstrual cycle is that when you think about desire and sex in the menstrual cycle, biologically speaking, you are going to have more desire during ovulation. Why? Because that's when you're meant to procreate. That's when you're meant to make a baby. So the body is going to want sex more during that time frame. And so I think it's important to kind of understand, like, okay, our hormones also play an impact in our desire. Our hormones play a role in all of these things. And the more we learn and understand our hormones and our bodies, it will really impact your self-awareness. It'll really impact like just day-to-day life, to be completely honest. Some of you that have been following me for a while know that I plan my life around my cycle as much as I can, right? Like, it's not foolproof. It's not 100%. And guess what? My cycle is not 28 days. It goes 26 to 29, maybe 32, sometimes 35 days. So we'll call that regularly irregular cycle. But which is also why I use LH strips, because it's not always 100% consistent. And I don't want a surprise baby, because I, at this current point in my life, don't want children. So ultimately, your hormones impact your everyday life. I only schedule podcast recordings when I'm follicular and ovulatory. I am ovulating, or I'm in my ovulatory phase right now. I'll be ovulating in a couple of days. So I have higher energy. I have the ability to have better conversations. My communication is significantly stronger during this time frame. And so I purposely try to do all podcast recordings during my ovulatory and follicular phase. Luteal phase, like, I don't have energy. I purposely keep my calendar very clear if possible, because I know that my energy sources are limited. And so learning your body and learning how to maximize your hormones to optimize your life, quite honestly, like, is very beneficial. So when you use all three of these things from today, you know, especially like living a turned on life and understanding your menstrual cycle, like, those go hand in hand, in my opinion, because the more you understand your menstrual cycle, the more you can modify how to add pleasure into your life based on where you are in your cycle as well. So that is all I have. I cannot believe the podcast is 3 years old. Holy shit, time flies. Like, not that long ago, this podcast was just a thought, right? And here we are, 3 years later, consistent as fuck, the most committed and consistent to anything I've been in a really long time is this podcast. So I hope you guys are enjoying, and I would love, 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 love for you to go leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast at. That would mean the world, especially with it being 3 years. Like, if you are an avid listener, fuck it. If this is your first time listening, go fucking leave a review and share this with your friends. all women need to know these things. And if you are just starting your journey, I am here to help you and I have tons of resources. If maybe this isn't the area that you want help with, but there are other areas that you're like, hey, this part of my life I would really like help with, I know millions of other people that can help guide you along this way. So go leave a review. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting for 3 years. Your support literally means the world, and you guys are the reason why I continue doing this podcast. I appreciate all of you. So have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next podcast episode. Bye. This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life, or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns, or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.